Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey, fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am super excited about today's entry. We're going to get into something that is a challenge for a lot of people. Okay, so entry 23 is titled, Should You Be the Face of Your Brand? So a lot of people ask me, Jess, should I be my own model? Should I be in front of the camera? Should I be the influencer for my brand? What is my positioning within my brand, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. All right, so sit back, get ready to take some notes, get ready for some detailed information, and I'm super excited about today's entry. So first things first, let me give you guys a little bit of history. So with my brand, I used to be the face of my brand, okay? So when I first started my line, I was only 16 years old when things started to pick up for me. And I was not the face of my brand yet. I was a baby. So I didn't really have a brand. And that's what I had to understand first and foremost. I was a custom designer. I was a custom seamstress. I'm a designer at heart. That's literally what I have mastered over the years as far as manufacturing and product development and all those different things. And what I used to do was just custom design garments for people. They would just give me inspiration. They would bring me images and photos, and I would literally reproduce or duplicate that product for them. And I became very uninspired in that process. By the time I was like 18, I was ready to just move on. I was like, you know what? I want to be this amazing designer, but I don't want to create custom garments anymore. It didn't make me happy. The processes and business didn't make me happy anymore. I was like only 16 and 17 years old having 40 and 50 year old women sign contracts to get products produced with me. And I remember having challenges with my local customers. I'm from Baltimore, as a lot of you guys know. You know, I say you two do, frogged up. That's like the ultimate test to find out if you're really from Baltimore. So anyway, I remember taking custom orders, and I remember a few customers coming, putting down a deposit and never coming back. It just became very stressful. And I knew I wanted to create an e-commerce site where clientele could just simply buy my ready-to-wear garments. I wanted to create these really bomb collection pieces. Guys that are watching on video, I have on a piece from my line right now. You can't really see it much, but I have one of our top selling skirts that's been in season for, this actually came out in February, this colorway, but this actual product has been within our collection for almost 4 years now, and it's been our top selling piece. And when this piece first came out, I was the face of it. So we bought this piece out. It was called the Kiwi Rugged Set. And this set was actually birthed out of my mind. I just sketched it out one day. I got it produced overseas. Then I got it produced again in LA. And I decided to be the model. I decided to be the face of it, right? I finally had this brand and I was done with custom. I remember shutting it down. I shut all systems down. I sent the email out to all of my clients. I said, hey, as soon as I finished up my last order, I was like, hey guys, I'm done with custom ordering. Right before I bought this collection out, a year prior, I had, you know, made that final transition into being an e-commerce site, and I was not making money yet. I had designed like 5 to 7 looks myself. I put them on the site at regularexposure.com at the time. It was not what it is now. And I had put those pieces on the site. I put like this crazy metallic red dress. I've always been infatuated with reds. So I put this red dress online, this red skirt, these red bubble pants. It was just like all these different red pieces online. And what happened was a lot of people didn't purchase. I had those pieces online for almost a year and people were not biting. They did not want my products. They didn't care about little old me, but I didn't give up. I kept persevering and I decided to showcase my line during New York Fashion Week. Again, I had manufactured everything myself. I tried to work with the factory. It didn't work out the first time. The factory was a very small scale factory and they ended up making all the products in the wrong sizing. It was like my very first experience manufacturing at like 21 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. So anyway, I began to get a lot of momentum and a lot of people interested in my brand. And that's when this piece was then birthed, a few months after that. So I was designing everything myself. I was sketching. I was sewing. I was literally the shipping department. I was customer support. I was every party involved in the process, literally. Okay. And what I found was that running a business and playing so many different positions, it required me to take a back seat and realize what I wanted to do and what I did not like doing. So I decided to make a list of all of the different positions I had within my business. I was everything. And I had to decide, what do I love? What don't I like doing? And I only wanted to do what simply made me happy. Okay. Major key right there. I feel like in business, we kind of mind trick ourselves. And there's a lot of influence right now that tells you, you know, you just got to sacrifice. You got to do everything. You got to get it out the mud. And I'm a true believer in that. If you guys follow me on my personal page at @regular_Jess, you know, I preach this all the time, from the bottom, out the mud, from Baltimore City to LA, you know, I say this all the time. But one thing I have learned is to only do what makes me happy at this point. And I refuse to play any position within my company that does not bring me joy. We're in quarantine right now, and my business is at a place where we now have a production team. I'm still the only designer. Actually, I also have a part-time designer as well that helps me with a new collection that we're going to be bringing out soon. But we have a team that is fully responsible for developing my concepts. So I have a full-time staff that sits and produces my products for me, that sells them within our factory, that designs my aesthetic. So I'm blessed to be able to have that team now. But while in quarantine, I had to change positions again. And Linnea, that's my head of production. She's been with me for about 1.5 years now. Love her to death. And what I love about Nay is her work ethic. And what I remember was, I remember when quarantine first hit, I had told Nay, like, oh, you know, you're just going to work from home for a couple weeks. And I told my entire staff, you guys are going to work from home. Well, what happened was lockdown actually got extended. So I had to start doing their jobs, and I had to be the leader. So I was required to go back into product development. So I was running around to the factories for Nay, hitting her on FaceTime. I had to source a new button. I mistakenly chose an incorrect button. I haven't designed in a while. And she sent me to this button wholesaler that she works with to develop our line. And I went in and had to find a replacement button because our usual button was out of stock. It could not be shipped due to COVID-19. So we had to find a replacement button. And something as simple as a button can change the entire fit of your garment. It can change the entire quality, rather. So I ended up picking a button. Nay finally was able to come back in the office just for a few days out of the week. And she was like, Jess, I don't like this button you picked for the sample. So today, literally, we had to pack up 700 pairs of pants and take them to one of our seamstresses that's going to now swap out the buttons for the button that Nay wants. So I used to be Nay. I'm not in her position anymore. And what I told her when she came back was how much I appreciated her and how much I still value her and love her so much for everything that she does. And she was telling me how tomorrow our seamstress has to come pick up another few hundreds of pairs of pants from us. And she said, you know, they have to be there at 8 a.m. So I'm just going to get up. I'm going to drop my son off and then I'm going to come. And I was like, nope, I got you. So I'm still a team player. Very much so. I think that's imperative. So I'm coming at 8 a.m. to make sure that seamstress gets everything that she needs from us. But I think it's imperative that you're a team player. So what I'm not telling you, I don't want you to think I'm telling you not to be a team player. You might have to step in other positions. That's just the way of the world. That's what it takes to be a leader. And notice that I keep saying leader. There's a lot of bosses that aren't leaders. And that's how you end up staying within a plateau. And you don't really grow and you don't expand because you don't want to lead. So one thing that I've learned is that it's most imperative to be a leader. And a leader is somebody that creates opportunities for others. It has nothing to do with you. You're literally using your magic to create opportunities for other people. That's what a leader is. So I feel like for me, that's my most imperative position within the company as a CEO, is to make sure that I'm leading and I am guiding and I'm directing. So right now, while in quarantine, my staff is also doing a leadership training starting next week. It's a 12-week training that we're all required to do. I do not hold them to any position that I don't hold myself to. So I'm just as responsible for getting my homework done and holding myself accountable. I randomly just bought them lunch the other day and told them, just treat yourself. I know it's been tough in quarantine. I check in on them to make sure that they're okay mentally. This is what is required to be a leader. So I say all this to say that it's most imperative that you guys lead. So let's go back to our topic here. Should you be the face of your brand, right? Now, I can't be the face of my brand anymore. I'm too busy being the leader. It is a full-time position. I'm not a mom yet, right? hopefully one day in the future. Not yet, y'all. Not yet. I don't want no kids yet. But in the future, I'll probably be a mom. And people always say, you know, stay-at-home moms don't do anything. It's like this huge battle between stay-at-home moms and working moms. And I know a few stay-at-home moms that work a lot harder than people that have two jobs. It is a full-time job. Being a leader requires you to always expand. It requires you to always think further. I am training my staff with a manifestation mindset. So right now we're in the leadership training, right? I told them, you know what? The reason that we're doing this training now is because you all are going to be in position to be managers that have people under you. I have one manager and I told her, you're going to have other staff under you. We declare and decree that. That's something that we're speaking over our business. That's something that God is directing. So I'm preparing you guys while we're in our sowing season. We're preparing for the harvest. So we're sowing right now. We're in our sowing season. And what I mean by that is this is a time that we are literally sacrificing. I'm fasting for my staff right now for my business. It is way bigger than you having one positioning. Okay. So that is my job. I am also required to obviously work within the academy all day, every day. I have to run around. I have to still manage my staff. I still have to lead and guide them. I have to have important calls with them and conversations with them that are very, very intimate. I have to be very responsible for that. I have to now operate the books. I have to converse with payroll. I have to have multiple meetings all day, every day with accounting. I have to have meetings with factories to get the cost down. I have to now negotiate to make sure that their opportunities are able to grow within my company. What time do I have to be the model? Hey, fashionpreneurs. I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. The mindset of the artist has got to shift. We are so creative, and we have so much inspiration. You know what I'm saying here? We have created the culture, okay? We are literally the blueprint. We're held to a different standard as business owners, okay? Minorities are held to a different standard. So we have a responsibility, and I make it my duty to make sure that we hold a certain standard for the opportunities that have been given to us. I saw a post earlier talking about how, you know, this cancel culture has become a thing, and we cancel businesses after they make one mistake, and we cancel people for making one mistake, but we forgive Gucci after they make literally a blackface mask. We forgive Fendi for creating a blackface handbag and keychains, but we can't forgive each other. And I think it's imperative that somebody's in place to be willing to say we messed up. So back to our button example, right? So we shipped out a pair of pants that had the button that wasn't the best quality. And Linnea told me, Jess, you got the wrong button. Oh man, you already shipped a pair. And the customer emailed my customer support team. And she told her, you know, the button actually broke in half. And we're a very high quality luxury, attainable luxury brand. So I personally called that customer on Monday. And I told her, oh my God, Crystal, I'm so sorry that this happened. I'm so sorry about your experience. Here to Regular Exposure, we offer excellence. I'm the founder and CEO. I don't even work in the company. I don't work at a Regular Exposure. I work at the Academy. I don't work at a Regular Exposure. I work at the Academy and I work as the CEO of a Regular Exposure, but I don't work in the company. And I personally called her from my phone and I told her, if you have any other questions, is there anything I can do for you? I gave her a $25 gift card to purchase other items. You know what happened? That customer ended up thanking us. She ended up appreciating us and she bought herself another pair of pants and we fixed the problem. So you have to realize that is a full-time job to put fires out. I've been putting out fires all day. I've been working since 5 o'clock this morning, putting out fires. Okay. So you have to pick what you love doing. I love being a leader. I love being a CEO. I love getting up every morning and praying that God places me in position to employ other people, especially during quarantine. I love being the person responsible for making sure that families are fed. People are scared of this position and I love it. I love taking it on. And because of that, I don't have time to be a model. Okay. Now, I used to model for the brand like a year and a half ago. Sometimes they'll still put me in a shirt really quick. Boom, boom, boom. But let me tell you a few reasons I had to stop being the face of the brand. Number one, like I said, I don't have time anymore. Okay. I'm very passionate about the Fashionpreneur Academy. I'm very passionate about making sure I'm assisting my clients. I'm very passionate about our Q&A calls. We have like 2-hour Q&A calls every other week. I'm very passionate about being invested into them and making sure that I'm assisting them and guiding them. I'm very passionate about managing and leading my team. What I'm not passionate about is being in front of the camera all day. It might seem like I am, but I'm not. I cannot stand photo shoot day. Okay. I cannot stand sitting out in 90 degrees for 8 hours to take pictures. I cannot stand getting my makeup done. Makeup artists are too slow. It takes 2 hours to do my face. I cannot stand wearing heels. I'm a sneaker type of chick. I cannot stand sashaying around. I can't stand it. I don't feel like it. But I can tell you there's some models that kill for that, that are passionate about that. That's why all of us are in certain positions and we need to stay within our position. So if you are not a model, don't be the model. It is a full-time position, okay? It's a position. Don't be the model. If you've never modeled before, I want you to understand that it is literally selling a fantasy. You have to be a little bit of an actress when you model. You have to sashay. You have to give the look. You have to make sure you get every detail. As the CEO and the model, I was so anal on our photo shoots that they would take hours longer, okay? I'm like, hey, did you get the detail on the bottom of the pants? Did you get the detail on the back? Did you get the detail on the front? Did you get the detail on the side? Okay, cool. Like our shoots are full-blown productions. I hate shoot day. Like, nobody hates shoot day more than me. My best friend who's right here is the manager of A Regular Exposure, and she's over here planning the shoot for next week. She's on the computer right now, and she is planning this shoot, but guess who's not the model? So, when it comes to my brand, guys, I can't be the model. It took me a while to master modeling. I used to look a hot mess on camera. I didn't understand my poses because I'm not a model. I'm not a model. So I had to understand that. So for me, I don't want to be the face of my brand. I prefer other positionings that I enjoy. Now, there are a lot of people that are CEOs that love being the face of their brand. And here's my recommendation to you guys. I want you to consider a few things before you make the decision of being the face of your brand. Number one, do you have time? In the beginning, you might find that you do have time, and that's great. Use it as your advantage. Do I fit the body type of my target consumer? Okay. So I found that my Irregular girls, they don't like me. They don't like me, y'all. The customers at Irregular Exposure, they want that super curvy body, like super curvy. I'm a curvy, small, petite girl, but they want like boom, boom, boom. Okay. That's what they want. They want to see how this garment is going to fit. If their hips are a 45 and their waist is a 26, honey, I don't have that. Okay. So I can't be the model. I don't fit what they want to see. Right. So I had to consider that when we started to put up images of me over the past like 6 months or so on a Regular Exposures page, it's been doing really well now. But prior to that, oh my gosh, my engagement was way lower. I didn't fit the body type. And I found that my customer wanted something more simplistic. They wanted very simplistic content. So right now we're rebranding to create more simplistic content. We're giving our clientele what the monetary value says they want. Not just what they say in the comments. I don't do what people say in the comments. I do what people say based off the value and the return on that investment. So it's very important that you guys understand, does my customer even want to see me? Do I fit the realm of that? Are you creating a brand that you're a target customer for? Or are you creating a brand that you're the owner of? And it's okay to be the owner. I'm going to tell you guys what one of my amazing mentors told me the other day. I said, you know, we're starting this new line. Do you want me to be the face of it? And she said to me, well, the thing is we build up brands to sell them. We don't build up brands to hold them. Major key. We build up brands to sell them. We don't build brands to hold them. So if you're the face of your brand, ladies, what you're going to do when you get married and you get pregnant and you can't model the line? What are you going to do when it's ready to sell and they need you to sell it? It's not going to be successful without you because it's built up so much success with you that it can't go on without you. So you have to consider these things. It's very imperative that you guys consider these things. So consider if you're an influence for your brand. For me, we found my positioning within my brand. I'm just an influencer. We have multiple brand ambassadors on our site. I want you guys to go to irregularexposure.com, homework alert, irregularexposure.com. And I want you to scroll to the bottom of my website. You're going to see a brand ambassador program. I want you guys to click that. And I want you to see the program that we have set up for brand ambassadors. They can apply. And if approved, you know what's going to happen? They get to be an ambassador. They qualify to come to our regular girl vacation. They qualify to get money. They make money every single month. Everybody gets paid. They get free outfits. It's a job. And they're making money. So I'm an influencer for my brand. That's how that works. So I had to understand that my customer didn't want to see me twirling around with a whole production anymore. My customer just wanted to see images that look relatable to them. So now I take pictures right off of my iPhone and I take them in my house, outside, when I'm on vacation, wherever I am. And I post that content on my page. And then Irregular Exposure reposts it. I'm considered an influencer instead of a model. Okay. And there are still some older pictures of me that are still online that you guys will see. And they do still sell the products. But when it comes to the content on social, I can't be that. And the reason that a lot of my images are still on the website, I want you guys to understand there's a certain funnel that your clientele is going to follow. Social media, it runs the world right now. So the first thing people are probably going to do is go to your TikTok, your Instagram, your Pinterest, your Twitters. If you're a blogger, Twitter is where you need to be. What's going to happen is people are going to go to that social media. They're going to scroll through. So what we do is we put that target customer body type all over social media. We show different sizes of women, different facets of women. We show all types of women, right? And then you click the link in the bio. But on our page, in our captions, you're going to see in the caption that we have already given you all the information about the product. We're giving you the name. We're giving you the size that the customer's wearing. We're giving you everything. So when you click the link in our bio, you don't really care who's wearing the outfit on the website because you've already seen enough on social. We sell on social. Okay? We sell on social. Now, of course, we want amazing content on the website, and our website content is still amazing, but there are still some older pictures of me. What's about to happen is we have a shoot next week, and we're going to transition all those images out. You won't see me on the site anymore. We have hired a professional model that fits the body type that we have on retainer now, and we're really excited about that. So I will be fully retired from being the model of Irregular Exposure, and I've now realized that I'm an influencer. I have a lot of followers on social media that has grown over the past few years. To me, it's not a whole lot of followers. I just realized I was an influencer. My best friend, who's my brand manager, told me, like, yo, you're an influencer. Like, why don't you realize that? And I'm like, I'm just a chick that likes to take pics and dress pretty cool. That's it. And she's like, yeah, an influencer. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, whatever. So what I do is I create content for my brand. That is literally my job for Irregular Exposure. That's it. All right. On top of being a leader, that's all I do. Now, I want you guys to also understand, when considering if you're going to be the face of your brand, do you have the time, right? Do I fit the criteria of the target customer? And do I enjoy it? Am I good at it? Am I qualified to do it? That is imperative. I'm telling y'all, sometimes we can think we're something and we're not. And also, and that's okay. You got to be honest with yourself, okay? Also, you got to understand that a lot of people are fearful to be in front of the camera. They're scared. They get nervous. Like, is that something that makes you nervous? You know, if so, then it's probably not best for you to do that. And there's going to be a lot of positionings within your companies, guys, as you grow them. And you're going to think, I can do that. I can do that. I can create those graphics. I can update my website. I can set up my sales funnel. I can send my email blast. I can do everything. We're sure you could, right? But it takes time to be an expert at anything. So if you are sitting for 5 hours and creating graphics, when that could have been time that you devoted to your success skills, which are things that you've mastered and you're really good at, then you're wasting your time. Don't waste time. So I want you guys to consider those things when you are considering being the face of your brand, okay? Just to wrap up, personally, I do not enjoy being the face of my brand because I don't enjoy it. You have to make that decision for yourself. Only you can tell yourself what you enjoy. And you should test it out. Take some images right now in quarantine. Get a ring light, get some great lighting, and take some images in your house. How do they look? Don't lie to yourself. Ask yourself, would I buy these products if I saw these images? And I ask my clients to do this all the time. Would you buy your products if you saw your pictures online? I would. In some cases, I wouldn't in others. So ask yourself, do you feel comfortable? And you have to be honest with yourself, guys. Self-awareness is a real thing. Me and my best friend have been talking about this for like the past month. Like, self-awareness is real. If you're not going to be self-aware, it's not going to work. I have no problem telling myself, like, girl, you know you can't do that. That's like y'all seeing my 1 inch of hair self telling y'all that I have a wig line and I start putting wigs on. Y'all gonna be like, now, Jess, now you know you are bald. That's not the look for you. You being something you're not. That's what y'all would tell me, right? So be honest with yourself. I accept my areas of opportunity. I accept my strengths. I just told you guys about an area of opportunity the other day when I failed on the buttons, right? For my pants, right? But guess what? It's fixed now, because guess what? That's not my position. And Nay told me, she said, Jess, go back to your position. Get out. Get out. My staff puts me out of my office. I talked to Ajnay, my customer support team member, this morning at like 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, you know what? I can do this and I can help you today. She said, Jess, you always tell me how you're going to just come and make my day so much easier, but you have too much of your own work to do. Every time you come in here and try to help me, you know what you do? You start doing your stuff too. And then you start trying to help me, and then we don't get out of here till 8 o'clock. Can you just leave me alone and let me do what I do? I said, you're right. Understand your strengths, understand your areas of opportunity, and stay there. Okay. And grow in them and expand in them. I have a great position. I'm the leader. Without me, nobody gets paid, right? So I have to learn how to be the best leader. I have to master that position. If I'm the model, then I'm going to be on YouTube understanding how to give face. I'm going to be looking at old videos from America's Next Top Model. I'm going to be looking at Project Runway. I'm going to be learning every aspect of modeling. If I'm the graphic designer, I'm going to learn every aspect of how to develop graphics. I'm going to be watching videos on that, getting information and data on it. Master your craft. Everybody here is not supposed to be the designer. Everybody wants to be the boss. You might find that you need a business partner, and your partner should be the designer, and you should be the CEO, or vice versa. Look at your strengths and let's grow from there. Major key that I just mentioned, I want you guys to really realize the value of this time that we're in right now. You guys could be building and getting business partners right now by being in digital courses and digital classes within our program at the Fashionpreneur Academy, our 90-day intensive program, the one and only amazing program we offer. So within our program, my clients were able to have a mastermind this weekend. I told them, I said, for homework, I need y'all to have a mastermind without me. I need y'all to realize that y'all are valuable. I need y'all to realize that it's not up to me to make you successful. It's up to you to do that. I need y'all to realize that y'all can do this. And you know what they did? They had a mastermind, and it was great. It was awesome. They don't know that I know they had it yet, but I know they had it. Okay, because I stalked them. They're on here right now too. But this is the level that we have to get to. Master your craft. Worry about what you're good at. And when you're not good at something, you say, I'm not good at that. That's an area of opportunity for me. And it's okay to not learn that yet because you're so great at learning something else. Stay in that lane that expands you. If you are not comfortable in it, you hire a model. You don't need to be everywhere. You might not even need to be at the photo shoot. Okay. My brand manager has done photo shoots without me present. That's not my position. She's in place to manage that. So when you let people do their jobs, that's how you expand. That's how you grow businesses. That's how you grow as a leader. Let people do their jobs. Let the model be the model. If you're the CEO, you be the CEO. If you're the designer, be the designer. If you're the production team, be the production team. If you're quality control, be quality control. And expand and grow in that, okay? All right, guys, this wraps yet again another entry within the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you all enjoyed as much as I have. This was awesome. I will talk to you guys next week. Stay safe. I know a lot of states are opening back up. Please stay safe right now. Please.